ஷன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருணஹ ஷன்னோ பவத்வர்யமாம் ஷன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிஹ ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரம நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி ருதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்வக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
ஷிக்ஷாவல்லி பேஜ் நம்பர் 49 டென்த் அனுவாக்க.
அஹம் வ்ருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவாம்
அஹம் வ்ருக்ஷஸ்ய ரேரிவாம்
கீர்த்திஃ ப்ருஷ்டம் கிரேரிவாம்
கீர்த்திஃ ப்ருஷ்டம் கிரேரிவாம்
ஊர்த்வ பவித்ரோ வாஜினீவ ஸ்வம்ருதமஸ்மி
ஊர்த்வ பவித்ரோ
வாஜினீவ ஸ்வம்ருதமஸ்மி த்ரவிணகும் சவர்ச்சசம்
த்ரவிணகும் சவர்ச்சசம்
சுமேதா அம்ருதோக்ஷிதஹ ிஷங்கோர்வேதானுவசனம்
இன் திஸ் கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேத தைத்திரியோபனிஷத் the Upanishadic portion. In this Upanishadic portion, three vallis are there. One is Shikshavalli. This Shikshavalli tells us how one should study Shastra, scriptures, one's own Shvashaka Adhyayanam. Mainly this portion reveals the Vedic lifestyle. Vedic lifestyle is that lifestyle which leads a person to attain moksha. Whenever we say Vedic lifestyle, a lifestyle which takes the person to attain moksha is called Vedic lifestyle. Any other lifestyle other than Vedic lifestyle can never take the person to moksha. Any other lifestyle means life pattern of life, routine life. It must be governed by only Veda. Then alone that person get that Parama Purushartha moksha. Therefore, in this Shikshavalli, we are seeing karma, upasana. Later, he enters into Vedanta. To get moksha, you have to study Vedanta. To study Vedanta, you require Jnana Yogyata, qualification. You must get the taste to study that Vedanta. It is difficult to get the taste towards Vedanta. We all have the taste towards Rasagulla and Gulab Jam. All other worldly objects we have taste. As Pooja Swami said in his talks, to get taste in Vedanta, you require an extra punya. You require an extra punya. If you have done in previous janma, you will get the taste. That means you, all of you are here, you have done extra punya in your previous janma. So therefore, to qualify oneself for jnana yogyata, then study of scriptures comes. To get jnana yogyata, you have to lead a Vedic lifestyle, Shastra says. That is what we are seeing here. The karma, the rituals you have to follow, and upasanas, meditations you have to follow. Meditations are also Shastra sambaddha upasanas. That is backed by the Shastra. Any upasana, we should practice yatha shastram. No human being invent any new meditation. There is no need of invention. This point we have to note. Yatha shastra means as said in the shastra. Eka rupa dhyanam, Vishwarupa dhyanam, then arupa dhyanam, or you can put in other words, chitta shanti dhyanam, chitta ekagrata dhyanam, chitta vishalata dhyanam, chitta samskara dhyanam. This is called Vedic type of meditation, upasanas. This is called yatha shastram. If I don't follow yatha shastra upasana, I will get benefit. Any other type of meditation for that matter to focus my mind, if I take any type of meditation, nothing wrong in that. But you get what benefit? Not spiritual benefit. Drishta phalam you may get. If there is a gap, please adjust. It's a lot of gap we are leaving. So, material benefit or drishta phalam you will get if it is not even yatha shastram. You will get benefit, but not spiritual upliftment. Drishta phalam, blood pressure will be reduced first. If you do meditation, yatha shastram is not required. Just like that you sit in meditation and close your eyes, do some focusing your mind on anything, your diastolic, systolic rate becomes normal, blood pressure will reduce and peace of mind you will get. This is called drishta phalam. This is what people want more. People are voting for this type of meditation. Immediate, cure, But Shastra is talking much more than this. What is that? Adrishta phalam is also involved. Invisible result is involved in yatha shastra upasana. What is that invisible result? Spiritual upliftment. Therefore, yatha shastram is very important. We are modern, we don't want Veda, Shastra, these are all orthodox. I want to follow different method. So Shastra, don't bother about such people. So, yatha shastram, you have to note here. Yathashastram, that gives adrishtapalam. Adrishtapalam is a spiritual upliftment. You cannot see that with your eyes. You get lot of punya, lot of samskara inside, and you get jnana yogyata. Once you get jnana yogyata and you study the scriptures, then a person get jnanam, how he declares, I am Brahman. The declaration mantra is this 10th anuvaka. Trishanku Maharshi is declaring himself, I am the substratum of this whole universe. What he says, look into the mantra. Trishanku Veda Anuvachanam. By the sage Trishanku is a Brahmarshi. Brahmarshi means a rishi who has attained Brahmajnanam is called Brahmarshi. That Trishanku says, it's a Veda Anuvachanam. The following declaration, after the attainment of knowledge, he declares in this manner. Itis Trishankur Vedanu Vachanam. Vachanam means his words, his statements, his declaration. What are those declarations? You see one by one. Aham Vrikshasya Reriva. Number one, first statement. I am the sustainer. Reriva means sustainer. Sustainer of what? Vrikshasya. Vriksha means literal meaning is tree. I am the substratum of the tree and I am the seed of the tree. No? I am the sustainer of the tree means I am the chlorophyll. Because of that chlorophyll only tree is sustained. Therefore I am chlorophyll in Ardhama. Here vrikshasya means samsara vrikshasya. Jagataha. Of this universe. What is the pramanam? 15th chapter. Urdhvamulamadhashyakam ashvattham prahuravyayam. Kathopanishat, same mantra. Urdhvamulovashyakaha. That mantra is the pramanam. Rikshasya means of this universe. I am the sustainer. That means the whole universe is sustained by me. Who says? Trishanku, the Brahma Maharshi. Brahmarshi says, Kirtihi iva Prishtam girehe iva mama kirtihi. My fame, kirti means my fame. Prishtam girehe iva. Iva means like. My fame is like as high as Prishtam girehe, the peak of mountains. Giri means mountain. Girehe means of that mountain. Prishtam means a peak, the top of that mountain. My fame is as high as the peak of mountain. I am absolute. Urdham pavitraha asmi. Urdham means urdham, top, absolute in artham. We should not take it literally. That's why people take all these words literally and look up. Brahman is up. One side they are telling Bhagavan is all-pervading. Bhagavan is all-pervading. Brahman is all-pervading. How to know about that Brahman? No, look up. Either say up or look inside. So there is no alignment in our understanding and what we are doing. All of us say what? Bhagavan is everywhere. That verbally we utter. But what we are doing? There is no alignment between our understanding and verbal and action. There is no alignment. That's why in ourselves we get conflict. Conflict is not because of outside anything. Our own mind, our own actions, between them there is a conflict. There is no alignment. So once you get jnanam, only there is an alignment comes. Until you get jnanam, atma jnanam, there is no alignment. Until there is no alignment or integration between your thought, words and deeds, manasa, vacha, karmana, alignment should come. What I understand, what I see, what I talk must have an alignment. So that alignment is there in this Trishanku. The words tells us, you know, what he says, you know, urdham pavitraha. What is the purest thing in this creation? You know? I am the absolute pure principle. I am absolutely pure. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram. There is no purifier other than jnanam. That purifies everything as me. I am. Here, sustainer means we have to understand in a deeper sense. Old lesson only, I revise. Satta, Spurti, Pradata. I am that consciousness, existent, principles, lending Sat and Chit to matter. What? I thought this is not required today. I said keep inside the bag, but it need I know. So the clay says, I am the Satta Spurti Pradata of this pot. Potness can continue by the clay. So clay lends the potness to the pot. This is called substratum. That is called Rerivan. Without which that cannot exist. Without clay, pot cannot exist. Similarly, without me, Sat and Chit, the Satta and Spurti. Satta means existence, capital E. Spurti means Chaitanyam, consciousness. This lends that to the every matter. That is called Satta Spurti Pradata. I am the lender of existent consciousness principle to all what? Nama Rupa. In short form, we can say, I am OC, giving RC to the Nama Rupa. RC means what? Reflected consciousness. All old lessons, once in a while I remind. Otherwise, it is above head. Or it looks so dry, madre. So you have to apply that principle here. Sustainer means immediately it should come. Without which this cannot exist. So this vriksha, samsara vriksha, the whole jagat is sustained by me, the consciousness. That Trishanku says, similarly we have to say like that. When? In this birth or next birth? Now, atra eva. Atra eva. Here and now. Iha atra eva. Idanim eva. Now here itself. Swamritam asmi. I am the auspicious immortal consciousness. Here amrita means we should not take it literally again. Enda vaarthai sonnalu namakku literal meaning ku da pogum manasu immediately. Amrita means immortal. Immortal means what is there in this world immortal other than Brahman, other than existent consciousness? There is nothing. Therefore amritam means what? Consciousness. Swamritam means auspicious. Su amritam, swamritam, shobhanam, auspicious, innate, பர்மினென்ட் எட்டர்னல். வாஜினி இவ சுவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணம். வாஜினி லைக் தட் சன் இன் ருத்ரம் ஆல்சோ வேசே வாஜஸ்சமே நோ கிவ் மோர் அன்னம். திஸ் பக்தா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங், சிவபக்தா ஆஸ்கிங், ஓ லார்ட் சிவா கிவ் மீ மோர் அன்னம்னு. வை வை என்ன அன்னம் இல்லைன்னா ஒன்றும் கிடையாது, வி கெனாட் சர்வை. ஸோ வாஜம் என்ன அன்னம். வாஜினி மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த கிவர் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். ஹூ இஸ் த கிவர் ஆஃப் ஃபுட்? சூர்யா, லார்ட் சன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹிஸ் நேம் இஸ் கால்டு வாசினி. த ஒன் ஹூ கிவ்ஸ் மோர் அன்னம், வாஜம் அன்னம் ததாதி இதி வாஜினி. லைக் த எஃபல்ஜென்ட் சன் வாஜினி இவ. மை எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ லைக் தட், ஜஸ்ட் கம்பேரிசன். இட் இஸ் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் மோர் தேன் வாஜினி, இஸ் இட் நாட்? ந தத்ர சூரியோபாதி ந சந்திர தாரகம். பட் திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆஃப் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன். சம் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சே மீன்ஸ் கம்பேரிசன். ஸோ கம்பேரிசன் சேக் வி சே ஹியர் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்ம லக்ஷணம், திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிரம்ம ஸ்துதி, திஸ் இஸ் த க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் பட் நாட் பிரம்ம லக்ஷணம். வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். So, Brahman as the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam is glorification. Okay, Brahman as the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam, Brahman as the creator, as the sustainer and destroyer, it is a glorification. What is Jnanam? Sat Chit Ananda Swarupa Lakshanam Brahma Ahamasmi is the Jnanam. Generally, people carry away by the glories. That glories, glorification lone, our mind is tuned to that. That mind cannot turn towards Swarupam. So that is the delay maximum. You require lot of thinking here, lot of thinking. What is glorification? What is Swarupa Lakshanam? The glorification, up to what extent I have to take, this glorification is meant to make us to understand the Swarupa Lakshanam in easy manner. Glorification is meant for what? Vishwarupa Darshanam meant for what? To understand that Lord, His real nature, gradually. You should not stuck there itself. In glorification itself, we should not stuck. That's why many people, when they go and see that Lord, that, no, what Alankaram and all, and they just merge in that, no. This is a Nama Rupa Saguna Ishwara Anna Gnana Varada Namakku. Oh, Patthu Vaat Adichinde Irupona, Ipidi, 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 Ipidi. Innu Konja Nera Paakana, Innu Konja Nera Paakana. You should see the glory of that Lord in that form. It is a name and a form given to that Brahman. Maya Sahitam Brahma is Rupam. This is a Jnana Varana. Vedanti student could have arrived on the time. What to talk of ordinary people? After studying 10 years, 15 years of Vedanta also, after going there, whole Vedanta Swamini gone. You have to invoke that whole subject there. Eka Rupa Ishwara I am seeing here, the lower nature of that Ishwara I am seeing here in Nama Rupa. It is meant for a worship, glorification, wonderful. I enjoy, take Tirtham, take Pongal, Sapti, Vandudungona. But I should not lose sight of from Paraprakriti. Advaita Adapi Sundaram. மார்னிங் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் பூஜை, சாயங்காலம் ஒரு பூஜை, சந்தன காப்பு, சேவை, ஊஞ்சல் ஈஞ்சல் எல்லாமே பண்ணிண்டே இருப்பான் டெம்பிளில். என்ஜாய் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன், தட்ஸ் வாட் திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன். ஃபைனல்லி வாட் ஹீ சேட், அஸ்மி அஸ்மி ஹீ சேஸ். அந்த அஸ்மி மறக்கக்கூடாது நம்ம. ஐ ஆம் தட் ஹீ இஸ் டெல்லிங். த்ரிசங்கு சேஸ் தட் அஸ்மி பிரம்ம அஸ்தி. ஓகே, பிரம்மா அஸ்தி, ஈஸ்வரா அஸ்தி, பட் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி அனு சொல்லணுமே. அந்த பரமாத்மா தி ஜீவாத்மா அகம் அஸ்மி சொல்லணும். அஸ்தி அஸ்தின்னு எனக்கு என்ன பிரயோஜனம், எத்தனை நாள் இருக்கார் இருக்கார் பகவான் இருக்கார் என்ன, பகவான் என்னாக வேறாக இல்லைன்னு சொல்லணும். இஸ் நாட் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, நாட் வெர்பலி, பை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். தட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் கம்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் லாங் பீரியட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடி, தரோ ஸ்டடி. யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி, தெர் இஸ் நோ வே அதர் வே, நோ டோர், செகண்ட் டோர் என்ட்ரியே கிடையாது, ஒரே வழி. திரவிணகம், ஐ ஆம் த ட்ரூத், சுவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணகம், ஐ ஆம் த ட்ரூத். சுவர்ச்சசம் மீன்ஸ் பிரைட், ஜோதிஷாம் அப்பி தத் ஜோதி. ஹியர் பிரைட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், சுவர்ச்சசம் மீன்ஸ், வர்ச்சஸ் மீன்ஸ் தேஜஸ், சுவர்ச்சசம் மீன்ஸ் மோர் பிரைட். பிரைட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர், நான் எந்த வேர்டு சொன்னாலும் விடமாட்டேன் நான். ச பிரைட் மீன்ஸ் நாட் லிட்ரல் பிரைட்னஸ் ஹியர், தட் ஹூ இஸ் இல்யூமினிங் எவ்ரி திங், இன் ஹூஸ் ப்ரெசன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் நோன். இந்த வார்த்தை உடனே டக்குன்னு வரணும் மனசுக்கு. எப்பப்போ நம்ம பிரைட்டு எஃபல்ஜென்ட்டு எவிடென்ட்டுன்னு சொல்கிறோமோ அப்பெல்லாம் இந்த வார்த்தை வரணும். ஐ ஆம் தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஹூ இஸ் இல்யூமினிங் எவ்ரி திங் மீன்ஸ் வாட், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மை ப்ரெசன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் நோன். ஐ ஹாவ் டு லேண்ட் தேர், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் லேண்டிங். எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வேர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு லேண்ட், ஹெலிகாப்டர் சுத்திண்டே இருக்கும் அந்த கரெக்ட் பிளேஸ்ல, இட் ஹேஸ் டு லேண்ட். சிமிலர்லி வி கோ டு திஸ் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன், தட் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன், சிருஷ்டி ஸ்திதி லயா, சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் வி டாக், அல்டிமேட்லி வி ஹாவ் டு லேண்ட் எக்ஸாக்ட் பாயிண்ட். வாட் இஸ் தட் ஹியர் சுவர்ச்சசம், ஐ ஆம் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இல்யூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஐ நோ, ஐ நோ, ஐ நோ, ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப், ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப். So I am then giving the existence to every principle. Therefore, I am bright means what? 1000 candle bulb. See, suvarchasam word, how difficult to translate. Puriyarudha? Suvarchasam, bright is a glorification. Whose glorification? My glorification. My glorification means who am I? Body, mind, complex, I am OC. Oh, see, I am not body, mind. If the anatma, body, mind, if I say I am bright, na, uttu varadu. You cannot say I am bright. It is arrogance. I am the sustainer of this universe as a body, mind, complex. If you see, it is an arrogance. You cannot say, you have no guts to say, no. You cannot say. But how can you say, as Atma, if you say, I am everything out of wisdom, it is not arrogance. It is not arrogance. I am the sustainer of this creation. Sustainer, and you are not able to manage your own house. How can you become sustainer of this universe? Even nuclear family you are not able to handle. You are telling you are the sustainer of this universe. You are the center of this universe. Can you tell me? From an Atma standpoint, you cannot say. Then how can I say? No, only from Atma standpoint. That's what we had. Suvarchasa means bright, means from Atma standpoint. Dravinam. Dravinam means that which is wealth. Nartham. தெய்வ வித்தம் ஆர் தேவ வித்தம். திரவிணம் மீன்ஸ் வெல்த், த ரிச்சஸ்ட். ஆத்ம ஜானம் இஸ் அ சம்பதா. ஐ ஆம் த ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன், நாட் அம்பானி. நோ, ரீசெண்ட் ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன் இன் த கண்ட்ரி, ஹூ இஸ் இ? அனில் அம்பானி தானே? ஓ, என்ன, ஐ ஆம் வெரி புவர் இன் முகேஷ் அம்பானி, ஏதோ அம்பானி. ஓகே, அம்பானி இஸ் த ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சனா. இவர் ஜானே சொன்னாரு, இங்கே அம்பானி எல்லாம் நம்ம கிட்ட பக்கம் நிற்க முடியாது. ஐ ஆம் த ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன், ஈவன் ஷேர் மார்க்கெட் கோ அப் அண்ட் டவுன் ஆல்சோ டசன்ட் ஹேப்பன் டு மீ, நத்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன் டு மீ. See what happened to all these people, Paavo. Within 1 week, 3 days, kila vandruva. Gnani says, how can I become poor? No, I am always rich. No. That means, when you are rich, wealthy person, no, when you have that peace, happiness, security, no. PHS. The one who is having PHS, he is the wealthiest person in the world. Who is he? None other than Atmajnani. Atmajnani, the one who knows that Atma himself as herself is the richest person. Never feel insecure. Anandamu anandam. Brahmanandam. That's why any ananda they compare it to what you know. Not Rasagulla Ananda. Appa, Brahmanandama irukkanu solla. Ivanukku Brahmanandama theriyadu. He do not know even alphabet. What is Brahman? But Anandam, when it is ecstasy, he compares that Ananda with Appa, inikku Paramanandama irukkanu. Paramanam illa. Paramanandam. Brahmanandama irukkanu. Enna artham? And the word matram theriyum. He knows that word. He compares his Ananda with that. Of course, this is Vishayananda only. What he is getting. Yeah. This is Vishayananda only. Anubhavananda only. But Brahmananda Dravinagum. The wealth. Sumedha. I am endowed with the most auspicious wisdom. Medha means wisdom. Sumedha. Auspicious wisdom. Durmedha also will be possible. That's why he says Sumedha. Why Sumedha? There is a possibility of Durmedha also. Ravana is so intelligent. Kamsa is intelligent. Hiranyakasipu is intelligent. Modern Bin Laden is also intelligent. Saddam Hussein also intelligent. All well educated. What Medha? Durmedha. The Medhas used for evil purposes. But Atma Jnani, his wisdom, is used for only for right cause. Not for destruction, but for construction. Loka Sangraham. That is called Sumedha. Endowed with auspicious, most auspicious wisdom, which functions for the Loka Sangraha. Amritaha, Akshitaha. Amrutaha means marana rahitaha. I am death free. I am free from death. I am free from death means immediately you have to decipher. Okay. I am free from death means body? No. Mind? No. I am free from death means only rest is what is left out in OC. So, I, the consciousness, existent principle, free from death. So, I don't have maranam at all. Body is not me. Body has got death. But I am not the body. Therefore, I am free from death. And therefore, no fear. No fear. Akshitaha means apakshaya varjitaha. Since I am free from declension, I am free from death. Since I am free from death, therefore I don't have declension. Apakshaya rahitaha, akshitaha. I never perish. When I say I never perish means immediately you have to connect yourself with Osin. కనెక్షన్ అని కూడా చల్లకూడదు. ఐ ఆమ్ ఓసి అని చూడను. మళ్ళీ కనెక్ట్ అన్న ఓహో అంగే ఓసి ఇరికే నేను ఇంక ఇరికే కొంచెం 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 కనెక్ట్ పడింది అంత కోచ్ ఇంజిన్కి కనెక్షన్ పడిన మాదిరి అంత రైల్వే ట్రాక్లో అప్పుడెల్లా చల్ల నెనకూడదు. కనెక్షన్ కూడా తప్పుద అంత వర్డ్ కూడా యూస్ పడకూడదు. ఐ ఆమ్ ఓసి. ఓసి అని చుమ్మా కడిగ్గరదు అని కేకాలి తెలిపే ఒరిజినల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఓకే, అప్ టు హియర్ వి సా ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. Now we'll look into the next anvaka, 11th anvaka. So this 10th Anuvaka is a Vibhuti Yoga of Bhagavad Gita. It says Vidyadhanam Sarvadhanat Pradhanam. Atmajnanam, that is Vidyadhanam. Sarvadhanat Pradhanam. We'll read the next one.
Vedamanuchyacharyom Antevasina Manushastim
Antevasina Manushastim
Satyam Vadam
Satyam Vadam
Dharmam Charam
Dharmam Charam
Swadhyayanma Pramadaham
Swadhyayanma Pramadaham
Acharyaya Priyandhanamahrityam
Acharyaya Priyandhanamahrityam
Prajatantum Avyavachetsihim
Prajatantum Avyavachetsihim
Satyana Pramaditavyam
Satyana Pramaditavyam
Dharmana Pramaditavyam
Dharmana Pramaditavyam
Kushalana Pramaditavyam
Kushalana Pramaditavyam
Bhutyaina Pramaditavyam
Bhutyaina Pramaditavyam
Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam
Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam
Na Pramaditavyam
Deva
Pitru Karyabhyam
Deva Pitru Karyabhyam
Na Pramaditavyam
Na Pramaditavyam
Matru Devo Bhavam
Matru Devo Bhavam
Pitru Devo Bhavam
Pitru Devo Bhavam
Acharya Devo Bhavam
Acharya Devo Bhavam
Atithi Devo Bhavam
Atithi Devo Bhavam
Yesterday's Swamiji's talk, evening talk. Yesterday Pooja Swamiji's evening talk totally based on this mantra. And Swamiji quoted this mantra also. Now this mantra tells that Veda Pura Bhaga, this mantra summarizes whatever we have seen until now, values, attitudes, view of life, Vedic view of life, Vedic lifestyle, everything in this mantra, it is summarized. Our Dharma Shastra summary, this is. Whole Vedic or religious life, na? The religious life, how it should be. Na? Vedam Anuchyan. Now this boy has, that boy you remember, no? Who has gone to Gurukula and has studied 12 years. Veda Adhyayanam he has done. Purva Bhaga of Veda. Total Adhyayanam means chanting. Shabda Avritti has learned. And Dharma Shastra also he has learned. And Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they learn all these Shastrams and they master in one subject. Kshatriya means an administration they will take and Vaishya means agriculture, they master that subject. Brahmana means the teaching, how to teach, that they master. And but Dharma Shastra is common to ఆల్ ఎవ్రీవన్ హ్యాస్ టు స్టడీ ధర్మశాస్త్ర. సో హీ సేస్ హియర్, ఆర్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఆఫ్టర్ కంప్లీటింగ్ హీ హియర్ దిస్ బాయ్ హ్యాస్ కంప్లీటెడ్ 12 ఇయర్స్. నౌ హీఈస్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ 20 ఇయర్ ఓల్డ్ బాయ్. శ్వేతకేతు, నమ్మ శ్వేతకేతు మాదిరి అప్పా చూడవారు కేతు గురుకులత్ని వంద ఉడనే కేతు వాన్ యూనో దట్ ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్తుల లైక్ దట్ దిస్ బాయ్ ఆఫ్టర్ కంప్లీటింగ్ 12 ఇయర్స్ నౌ 20 ఇయర్ ఓల్డ్ బాయ్ హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్టర్ స్టడీయింగ్ దట్ వేద అధ్యయనం. వెన్ హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ గురు ఈజ్ అడ్వైజింగ్ how you should live in the society when you go out, how you have to keep your conduct, vyavahara, his guidelines. Guru gives the guidelines, reminding the whole dharma shastra in one anuvaka, reminding whatever he taught until now, he reminds. Vedam anuchya, having taught the Vedic chanting, so Vedic chanting here, he do not know the mimamsa, the word to word meaning he do not know, but chanting he knows, that Vedic chanting itself purifies the mind. Vedic chanting itself purifies the atmosphere, purifies the mind, it gives lot of punya. First we have to learn Vedic chanting, then mimamsa, then పూర్వ మీమాంస దెన్ ఉత్తర మీమాంస. సి వీ కెన్ డివైడ్ ద హోల్ వేదిక్ స్టడీ ఇన్ 3 స్టేజెస్. ఓకే, వేదిక్ స్టడీ మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్ స్టేజ్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఛాంటింగ్. మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ నో విష్ణు సహస్రనామ, లలిత సహస్రనామ, మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ డూ నాట్ నో ద మీనింగ్. విష్ణుర్వ షట్కారన్న వాట్ ఈజ్ విష్ణు meaning we do not know, that is called shabda avritti, shabda avritti, but artha we do not know. So that is the first stage of learning. Just you learn by heart, kantha patham, you just learn, that is called adhyayanam. Second stage of learning is never end up only in chanting, only shabda avritti, but you have to learn the meaning, it is called mimamsa. పూర్వ భాగ ఆఫ్ వేద యుడు అధ్యయనం. దట్ ఇస్ వై ఇన్ వేద పాఠశాల దోస్ హూ ఛాంట్ ది స్థైత్రి ఉపనిషత్ దే ఛాంట్ శిక్షావల్లి బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి. బ్రహ్మవిదాప్నోతి పరం తదేషాభ్యుక్త సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ అని చెల్లింటే ఇరుపాం. బ్రహ్మ సత్యం బ్రహ్మ అన్న, జ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ అన్న, అనంతం బ్రహ్మ అవునికి తెలియదు. శిక్షాం వ్యాఖ్యా శ్యామ వర్ణస్వర గిడిగిడి గిడిగిన పాఠం చొల్లిడువా. నమ్మ కొండ టేబుల్స్ చూడ మాదిరి 2-2 సార్ 3-3 సార్ గిడగిడిగిడ చొల్లువా. అది మాదిరి అది అధ్యయనం. బట్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో రిక్వైర్డ్ టు గెట్ చిత్తశుద్ధి, బట్ దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ద అల్టిమేట్. విష్ణు సహస్రనామం, యు మెస్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లలిత సహస్రనామం ఇస్ బై హార్ట్, బట్ ఒరు వర్డ్కి అర్థం చొన్న యు బ్లింక్ యువర్ ఐస్. బట్ అర్థం ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఛాంటింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ చిల్డ్రన్, ఏనా ఫర్ 15 ఇయర్ 16 ఇయర్ ఓల్డ్ చిల్డ్రన్కి మీనింగ్ తెలియదు, అదిలో తాత్పర్యము పురించకృతి కష్టం, మెచ్యూరిటీ వేణు. ఇప్పుడు ఎన్న పండ్రన్న పార్టీ తాత కూడా అర్థం పడికామలే గడగడగడగడని పడిచుండే ఇరుపాం. ఏనా పండడమే అది పడక్కమాయచ్చు, ఇప్పు విడ ముడియాదు. సో ఎవరి పుస్తకం ఇచ్చడం గిడిగిడిగిన పడిచడం at the age of 50 and 60, it is pity. We have to search for a teacher who can teach us meaning. We are not supposed to sit like that after learning chanting over per person. What for? Ita ardham illada vele vyardham anuchunna, meaningless, no. So second stage of study is mimamsa. Mimamsa means pujita vichara, enquiry into the meaning of that which is associated with the sacred text. Pujita vicharam, purva mimamsa మీ మాంస అన్ననే పూజిత విచారం అని అర్థం. పూజిత విచారం మీన్స్ దట్ అనాలిసిస్. మీ మాంస మీన్స్ అనాలిసిస్. అనాలిసిస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ ఆర్ ఎంక్వైరీ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ దట్ సేక్రెడ్ టెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ పూజిత విచార. అనాలిసిస్ ఇన్ టు నాట్ ఎనీ అదర్ టెక్స్ట్ బట్ దట్ వేదిక్ టెక్స్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ పూర్వ మీమాంస. హౌ టు లివ్ మై సెల్ఫ్, హౌ టు కండక్ట్ మై సెల్ఫ్, హౌ టు డూ వ్యవహార, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ ద పీపుల్, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ ఎ మహాత్మ, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ మై టీచర్, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ మై మదర్, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ మై ఫాదర్, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ మై హస్బెండ్, హౌ టు ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ ఏ శిష్య, ఆల్ దిస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ పూర్వ మీమాంస. దిస్ హౌ టు లివ్ ఉన్నది. ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ పెరిగ పాపులారిటీ ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్. అంగే పోయి పాతా ఎన్నడా ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ అని మూచి పిడిచుండే ఇరుకా. అంద ప్రాణయామం ఇంద ప్రాణయామం సుదర్శన క్రియ పన్నెండు ఇరుకాన్న இந்த ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங் அண்ணா இதப்பா ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங் அது தப்பு சொல்லலை பட் தட் இஸ் நாட் த டோட்டல் நோ இட் இஸ் டிசிப்ளினிங் த பாடி சுதர்சன கிரியா ஆர் எனி கிரியா இஸ் அ டிசிப்ளின் எ டைப் ஆஃப் டிசிப்ளின் தெர் இஸ் மச் மோர் யூ ஹாவ் டு லேர்ன் ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங் மீன்ஸ் மச் மோர் தேர் ஃபோர் டோன்ட் டேக் இட் இஃப் எனி திங் பிகம் பாப்புலர் இட் இஸ் அல்டிமேட் அனு எடுத்துருப்போம் நம்ம. It is ultimate not because of its popularity, as people are following, many people are following, it is not the criteria for me to follow. Mo nariya gumbal gumbal poyin iruka swami nange na gumbal gumbal pona nanu ponu manne enna artham. This is human psychology, gumpulo govinda anna psychology. Gumbal gumbala poyin iruka adnala nanu porenna. Sheepish mentality, you know, non thinking person anna artham. ఉన్నకని ఒను ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ బుద్ధి ఇరుకిల్లయో. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ అని ఐ హ్యావ్ టు అనలైజ్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్, వేదిక్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ హియర్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద థర్డ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఉత్తర మీమాంస? యూ హ్యావ్ టు అనలైజ్ దట్ ఉత్తర మీమాంస. బ్రహ్మ విచార అధాతో ధర్మ జిజ్ఞాస ఫస్ట్. ధర్మం అన్న ఎన్న అది తెరించుకోను. So, righteous way of life, that is first, second stage of life. First you study in Brahmacharya Ashrama, then you implement that in Grihastha Ashrama. See, Grihastha Ashrama you cannot study. Padichinadala marandu. We forget generally in Grihastha Ashrama. So, Brahmacharya Ashrama bachelor a irukkumbodhu ellame padikkanum. Ippo ennada anna? స్వామిని ఇప్పుడు వానప్రస్థ ఆశ్రమం పడిచిండి ఇరుకో. ఓకే, నథింగ్ రాంగ్ ఇన్ దట్ వాట్ టు డూ, బికాస్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమంలో నో రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీస్, నో బర్డన్స్. హీ నీడ్ నాట్ వరీ అబౌట్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. గెట్స్ మోర్ టైమ్ టు స్టడీ. దట్స్ వై వీ సే అవర్ చిల్డ్రన్ డోంట్ వేస్ట్ యువర్ టైమ్, ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ యూ డోంట్ గెట్ టైమ్. నవ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ స్టడీ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ స్టడీ ధర్మశాస్త్ర, actually people say that is convocation is over padippani solluva. According to Shankaracharya Shastra, Shankaracharya says snatakotsavam convocation is not over, actually study is over, now only real life starts. He has to implement that what he has studied. Dharma Shastra, what he has understood in Gurukula, in Brahmacharya Ashrama, he has to implement in Grihastha Ashrama. Then Vanaprastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama meant for Uttara Mimamsa. In the Purva Mimamsa, after understanding this Dharma Shastra, he has to implement in Grihastha Ashrama. Sannyasa Ashrama lo enna irukke? He has already given up everything. Sannyasa Ashrama is beyond Dharma, Adharma, everything. Vanaprastha, what he has to implement? He has already retired in condition lo irukke. If who has to implement? Brahmachari is studying, no responsibilities, no much interaction with the world, always sitting reading and all. Vanaprastha, he cannot go outside, already old. Sannyasi not having any interactions, contact with any people, relationships are not there. Who require this dharma shastra, tell me now? Grihastas. We have to go and function, this function, that obligation, this obligation, so many transactions. So I should know how to interact. அதனால கிரகஸ்தாசிரமத்துக்கு வரதுக்கு முன்னாடியே தெரிஞ்சு வச்சுக்கணும், அப்புறம் இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் பண்ணணும். அதுதான் த்ரீ ஸ்டேஜஸ். நவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், அத்தியனம் செகண்ட் ஸ்டேஜ், பூர்வ மீமாம்சா அத்தியனம், தென் உத்தர மீமாம்சா அனாலிசிஸ். அதுதான் இப்போ ஆஃப்டர் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் தட் பூர்வ மீமாம்சா அத்தியனம், ஹி ஹேஸ் டு இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் இன் ஹிஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் கிரகஸ்தாசிரம. திஸ் பாய் இஸ் கோயிங் அவுட் நவ், குரு இஸ் சென்டிங் தட் பாய். நான் ஜாகிரதப்பா, ஐ டாட் யூ சோ மெனி திங்ஸ், இன்னும் பேர் ஜஸ்ட் சேவ் மை நேம். ஸோ ஸோ அண்ட் ஸோ டீச்சர்ஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் அனு கெட்ட பேர் வரக்கூடாது குருவுக்கு. பத்ரம் என்ன அங்கே அவர்கிட்ட படிச்சிருக்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவா. ஏதாவது தப்ப பிஹேவ் பண்ண, நல்லது பண்ண கணக்கிலுக்கு வராது, கெட்டது ஏதாவது நடந்ததுன்னா அவர்கிட்ட படிச்சிருக்க எப்படிதான் இப்படி இருக்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவார். அதுக்குன்னு குருவுக்கு பயம், அவர் சொல்கிறார், வேதம் அனுச்ச ஆச்சாரியா அனுஷாஸ்தி, ஹேவிங் டாட் த வேதிக் சாண்டிங் த டீச்சர் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட்ஸ். அனுஷாஸ்தி மீன்ஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். ஆச்சாரியா மீன்ஸ் த டீச்சர், த குரு. ஆச்சினோதி சாஸ்திராணி ஆச்சாரே ஸ்தாபயத்யபி ஸ்வயம் ஆச்சரதி யஹ யஸ்து தம் ஆச்சாரியம் வேத ஆச்சாரியம் இது அப்ரவீத். தே சே பீப்புள் தீஸ் ஹீஸ் த ஆச்சாரியா அண்ட் தே சே இது யூ நோ திஸ் ஸ்லோக. ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ரிப்பீட் அகெயின். ஓகே, He is the one who has collected the whole Shastra, Achinotihi Shastrani, and follows, make others to follow. That teacher is called Acharya. Therefore, Acharya, Acharana, who do Anushtanam, Acharati, Acharyaha. Antevasinam, the residential student. Antevasi means who stay near the குருன். அந்தேவாசினம் த்விதீய ஏகவச்சனம். வித் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், டு தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் தஸ், ஹூ இஸ் தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஸ்டடீட் பூர்வ மீமாம்சா தர்மசாஸ்திர, வாட் ஹீ சேஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் நம்பர் ஒன், அந்த குரு ஏதோ ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு சொல்கிறாருன்னா நமக்கு சொல்கிறாருன்னு தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும். இட் இஸ் ஃபார் அவர் சேக் ஒன்லி. ஃபஸ்ட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் கிவன் பை மை டீச்சர் இஸ் வாட், சத்யம் வத, speak truth. It is a great virtue. Vada means to speak. If you speak truth means here, we have to understand avoidance of lies and artha. Anrita varjanam satya vadanam. Anrita varjanam, Shankaracharya translates. Anrita Varjana means avoidance of lies is called speaking truth. Speaking truth anna ella unma ella velila sollanum annu artham. Ma maamiyar nalla sanda poduva unmai da anala poi solla koodadhu velila poi solla koodadhu. All truth you need not reveal, okay, but avoid lies. Why Shastra says if you want to study Uttara Mimamsa later, you require a relaxed mind, calm mind, the emotionally balanced mind. Suppose I speak lies, you know, all the time, suppose one by one like this, there is a strain inside, there is no relaxation, lot of strain, stress is there in the mind. A person who speak lies, because of the strain and the stress, his mind is not available for Vedanta study. Asal secret puriyiradha enna swami oru poi sonna enna aagumna, you may get a lot of benefit one side, but you lose so much. Spiritual upliftment is not at all possible. Adhar satya vachanam annade சத்தியமேவ ஜெயத்தே ந அன்றுத்தம் முண்டகோபனிஷத்து வைசா. இஸ் எ விரதம், satyam, you following truth, you know, avoidance of lies, anruta varjanam, if you take it as a tapas, vratam, it is called satyavratam. And the vratam follow pannanu. And the one value follow panna podum, life lo, all other things come automatically. You need not struggle for anything. One value pidichinda podum. Mathadella thanave vandadum. But anal konjam kashtam na. Kashtam aananum, worth to implement, follow. Adhanala satyam vada, oh my student, kolande, kolande thana teacher ke. Student, however, he is, you know, age, adult aananum kuda. He says, it is a great virtue. Without any strain, follow that entire dharma shastra. Next one, dharmam chara. Chara means here, achara. Dharmam vada illa. Dharmam achara. So, you have to follow anushthanam and ardham. For implementation, dharma is not to talk only, but dharma is meant for to follow anushthanam, achara. So, dharma shastra, dharma, there is a different meanings in different contexts. First one is, dharma means a guna, a property is also called dharma. The sweetness of the sugar is a dharma. Sweetness in the sugar, it is a dharma, the property of the sugar. This is also called dharma. தர்மமாக இருந்தால் ஸ்வீட்டாக இருன்னு அர்த்தமா? அப்படி இல்லை, அது ஒரு தர்மம், அது குணம், அதையும் தர்மம் தான். வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தர்மன்னா, சோதனா லக்ஷணா அர்த்தா தர்மா. செகண்ட் மீனிங் இஸ் ரிலவெண்ட் ஃபார் அஸ் ஹியர். ஓகே, சோதனா லக்ஷணா அர்த்தா மீன்ஸ், சோதனா மீன்ஸ் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை த சாஸ்திரான்னு அர்த்தம். எனி திங் that is prescribed by the scriptures called chodana lakshana arthaha, anything that is prescribed by shastra. Jaimini Maharshi has written the whole dharma shastra as a prescription. Dharman chara, third meaning of dharma is values. Values are also called dharma. And attitude is also called dharma. So, second, third and fourth points are relevant in this context. Not guna or any property. Then next one, ma pramadaha swadhyayat. May you not fail in the study of scriptures. Swadhyaya means scriptural study. May you not forget, ma pramadaha, pramadam ma karshihi, pra plus amadaha, pramadaha, pramadaha. It should come pramadaha, but pramadaha is there. May you not fail, may you not forget, may you not lose sight of, from your scriptural study, Thursday class ke attend pannu nardam. ஆச்சாரியாய பிரியம் தனம் ஆகிருத்திய ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஏ குரு, யூ கிவ் குருதட்சிணா டு யுவர் குரு, ஹவு மச் ஹீ டிசையர். குருக்கு எவ்வளோ விருப்பமோ, பிரியம் தனம்னா இஷ்டம் தனம், ஹவு மச் ஹீ டிசையர், வாட் ஹீ டிசையர், ஹவு மச், தட்ஸ் வை குரு வாட் கேன் ஐ கிவ், வாட் ஐ கேன் கிவ், ஹவு மச் யூ வாண்ட்னு கேட்கணும். நம்ம என்னடா 10 ரூபாய் உண்டியில் போட்டுட்டு ஆகப்படும். நத்திங் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃப்ரீலி, வி ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். ஸோ நேற்று சுவாமி சொன்னார், நீங்கள் அப்புறம் கல்யாணம் பண்ணிட்டா யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க் பர்மிஷன் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் ஒய்ஃப், பெட்டர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிவ் மை குருதட்சிணா அண்ட் கெட் மேரி லேட்டர். ஏன்னா குருதட்சிணை கொடுக்கல என்ன ஆகும் தெரியுமா, அந்த ரிணம் இருக்கும், குரு ருணம், அந்த கடன் இருக்கிற வரைக்கு நமக்கு ஒரு மாதிரி ஒரு கில்ட் ஃபீலிங் இருந்துட்டே இருக்கும். கொடுக்காமல் இருந்தால் நமக்கு சக்திக்கு தகுந்த மாதிரி கொடுக்கல என்ன ஆகும் தெரியுமோ, யூ மே சேவ் இன் யுவர் இன்னர்லாக், பட் தட் கில்ட் வில் கண்டின்யூ. நமக்கு சக்தி எவ்வளோ இருக்கோ அது கொடுக்கணும், அப்படி தான் ஒரு நிம்மதி ஆனந்தம் ஒரு ரிலாக்ஸேஷன் இருக்கும். ஸோ ஆச்சாரியாய, ஆச்சாரியார்த்தம் அண்ட் ஃபார் குருஸ் யூ கிவ் த குரு தட்சிணா டு யுவர் குரு, பிரியந்தனம் ஆகிருத்திய அதை கொடுத்துட்டு அதுக்கப்புறம் ஆகிருத்திய என்ன பண்ணணும், கல்யாணம் பண்ணிக்கோ. மா வியவச்சேச்சி மீ யூ நாட் பிரேக் யுவர் லீனேஜ், என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம், மேரேஜ் நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக். ஓகே. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.